In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. The Apostle Peter has written, baptism now saves you. The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful, and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We will be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to atone for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I ask you as parents, how is this child named?
Peter Wilhelm Edward Lemke.
Peter Wilhelm Edward Lemke. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemn the unbelieving world to the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserve believing Noah and his family, eight souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his hosts in the Red Sea. Yet your people Israel led through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism of the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all water to be a blessed flood and lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Peter Wilhelm Edward Lemke, according to your boundless mercy. Bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him which has been inherited from Adam and which he has committed since would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he will be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I speak to you as sponsors. From ancient times, the Church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed taught in the small catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Is it your intention to serve Peter Wilhelm Edward Lemke as sponsors in the Christian faith? Answer together, yes, to the heart of God. God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are able to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. And when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. For surely I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. He took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We pray together our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Peter Wilhelm Edward Lenti. Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Peter Wilhelm Edward Lemke, desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Peter Wilhelm Edward Lemke, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who begotten you of water and spirit, keep you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit, has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace for life everlasting. Amen. This white garment shows you've been clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sin. So shall you stand without fear before the judgment seat of Christ, receive the inheritance prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Receive this burning light to show that you've received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful before his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, proclaim the praises of him, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We speak together.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family, and have granted Peter Wilhelm Edward Lemke the new birth in holy baptism, making him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
Rejoicing in Peter's baptism, remembering our baptism, we sing the opening baptismal hymn, hymn 601. All who believe and are baptized, we stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary, hymn 601. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And that you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray to you that God has mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent of bitter sufferings and death, of my beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, and a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please take the insert for the second Sunday after Pentecost as we chant the introit.
Be to me a rock of refuge, to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
You have made me see many troubles and calamities. Will revive me again from the depths of the earth.
And on earth peace to the wills of
such good things as surpass understanding. Cast out all sins and evil desires from us, and pour into our hearts your Holy Spirit to guide us into all blessedness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 65. I was ready to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I was ready to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here am I, here am I," to a nation that was not called by my name. I spread out my hands all the day to a rebellious people, who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and making offerings on bricks, who sit in tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat pig's flesh and broth of tainted meat is in their vessels, who say, "Keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you." These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their bosom both your iniquities and your father's iniquities together, says the Lord. Because they made offerings on the mountains and insulted me on the hills, I will measure into their bosom payment for their former deeds. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and they say, "Do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it," so I will do for my servants' sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth offspring from Jacob, and from Judah, possessors of my mountains. My chosen shall possess it, and my servants shall dwell there. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsively Psalm 3 by whole verse.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and
Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse.
Return to your home, declare how much God has done for you.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter. Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house, but among the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. When the herdsmen saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then the people went out to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. They were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the demon-possessed man had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked him to depart from them, but they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home, declare how much God has done for you, And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to Thee, O Christ.
We confess together the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 541. Says to Jesus, "My name is Legion, for we are many." The unbelieving world appropriates this little phrase, usually turning Legion into a collective that is rebelling against tyranny. They use it as a political allegory, or they use it for fictional means. Whatever the case is, for them, it's more just some cool words to say.
We should not be surprised that the unbelieving world would therefore, with this shallow reading, not understand the point. This is not a story about Legion. This is, like all the stories of the scriptures, ultimately about Christ. When Jesus arrives on the far shore of the Sea of Galilee in the land of the Gerasenes, he ought to be stepping into a land that he is not welcome in. He ought to be an alien, a foreigner, someone who does not belong there. Because this is a land of lawlessness. This is a land where a man has been possessed by demons for years and has spent years running naked through the tombs, terrorizing anyone he sees. This is a man who could not be bound by iron or people. This man is the power of the devil made manifest. This is a lawless land. This is a land of sin and corruption. Jesus, who is innocent and blessed, should be a stranger here. But that's not how Jesus acts. He walks into this land, steps onto its shores, and he is like a king returning home. He's like a king stepping into his own land, ready to mete out justice as he is called to do. When he gets there, and the demon-possessed man sees him, he does not attack him. He does not try to throw him away. He runs before him, lays himself flat on the ground like a petitioner. He calls Jesus by his name and title. He calls him the Son of God Most High. He recognizes that Jesus has power and authority even here, even over him. It does not matter how many demons have fit themselves in this man. Jesus is still greater. The land by the Sea of Galilee, this land of Gerasenes, becomes Jesus' throne room. The place where he, as their king, sends out judgments over the guilty. And his judgments in our reading is this. Mercy for the possessed man, expulsion for the demons. The demons who have long possessed this man, they ask for mercy. They ask Jesus not to send them into the abyss, that place where St. John tells us in his Revelation is the doom of Satan and all his demonic minions. And because it's not the fulfillment of days, it's not the last day, Jesus gives them a little mercy. There's a herd of pigs nearby. They ask to go there, so Jesus lets them. He gives them his permission. He does all of this to fulfill the words of David, who wrote today's Psalm, Psalm 3. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people. This is like all of David's songs. About David himself, who faced many troubles in his days. It's about us in our world as we face our own troubles. It's about Christ, who does these things for us. This psalm is fulfilled. It's fulfilled every day. It was fulfilled that day on Calvary, where Jesus went to the cross and declared out to the devil, the sinful world, and to us, It is finished. It will be declared. It will be fulfilled on that day when Jesus comes again to save us from all evil. It's fulfilled every time in the Gospels that Jesus heals a man, woman, or child. It's fulfilled every time he brings about healing in our midst. It's fulfilled every time a baby comes to that font and is born again, a new Christian. It is fulfilled every time the devil and all his horde are defeated. It was fulfilled that day by the Sea of Galilee and the land of the Gerasenes, when Jesus drove out the legion of demons that held, that possessed that man. Do not read this and believe that somehow the demons got one over on Jesus when he gives them permission to go into the herd of pigs. The important thing is that Jesus drove them out. Where they went didn't really matter. And it is fitting that they would go into that herd, for they are unclean spirits, fallen angels. They are entering pigs, which the Levitical law tells us are unclean animals. And those same laws tell us that when we butcher an animal, we are to drain its blood, for blood is life, and life belongs to the Lord. So it is therefore good, right, and salutary that evil spirits should occupy evil unclean animals and die in unclean ways by drowning. Jesus does all of this to show us his power over the devil, his power to save that man, his power to save us. Now, after being healed, the formerly possessed man goes to Jesus and asks to go with him. And Jesus says no. Go home and tell everyone you see what God has done for you. The man does leave. He goes back home and he tells everyone he sees what Jesus has done for him. Without perhaps even realizing it, the man is already confessing Jesus as his God. Now, before I said that Jesus entered the land of the Gerasenes as a king, and we understand even today without kings that you don't just approach the leader just willy-nilly. You can't just go to the president to talk to him. You can't just go to Caesar to talk to him. You could never go to any lord or king or anything just by yourself. You had to follow protocol. But Jesus does not turn this man away. He does not say to the man, this is not the right time or right place. He says to the man, no. He doesn't give him what he wants. But he doesn't speak like a far-off ruler. He speaks to him personally. He speaks to him like a brother, because that is what Jesus is to Christians. He is our brother. He's not a far-off king. He's not holding us at a distance. He knows us. He loves us. He permits us to come to him, to ask him any question, make any request. He will answer them as he will, yes or no or not yet. But he answers each of them individually with love. The love of a brother for his family. For Jesus, when he shed his blood for us, he set us free. We're no longer slaves. We're sons of God. St. Paul writes, in the same way we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. It is a curious thing today of all days to realize that we are, all of us, gathered here, adopted. I don't presume to know your life stories, but I do know this. You and I were born children of wrath. We received the sin that our forefather, Adam, gave us. St. Paul speaks to the world of his day, where children are not as we hold them. Children in those days were no more than slaves. It didn't matter if you were born to a family of slaves or if you were born to a king, you had no standing in your family. You were subject to whatever your parents said. You were to be mistreated or treated however they chose. So were we when we were born, when we were children of wrath. We were slaves to sin. We were slaves to the elementary principles of the world, the law. When we were born, we did not have a father, but a taskmaster. We were born to be, we were told what we ought to be, and yet could never be. A father loves his sons. A master expects his slave to obey. That is what the law is to the unregenerate. It is a command you cannot fulfill. It is a requirement you will never meet. It is condemnation. We are born to a state of perdition. And then Jesus comes. And he brings us to himself. He turns us into sons of God. St. Paul says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." Remember the story of Jacob and Esau. Jacob stole his brother's birthright by stealing his brother's clothing to trick his father. Jesus offers us the inverse. He is our older brother, but we don't have to steal from him. He gives his clothing to us. Robes of righteousness, robes of glory, so that when we go to our Father, he does not see our sinfulness. He sees Christ's righteousness. We don't steal this. This isn't something that we take. Jesus gives it to us willingly. He is glad to exchange our sinfulness for his own righteousness, his own innocence and blessings. He gives us his place as a son of God. He adopts us into the Father's family. The way God does this is through means, through the administration of the sacraments, and through his own people. He gave us baptism so that when we went to the font, as Peter did this morning, we would go to it as a son of wrath and be born again as a son of God. To do this, he raises up Christian fathers and mothers. And as it is Father's Day, I will particularly speak to you fathers here gathered with us. You too, fathers, were born slaves to the elementary principles of the world until you were adopted by your father. You were brought to the font like Peter was just a little while ago, whether on your own two feet or in the arms of your father or mother. And through those waters, you were adopted into a far more glorious family, God's family. You were raised into this faith, whether from birth or later on, to love your God and your neighbor. And when the time came that you had your own sons or daughters, you too brought them to that font. You too brought them into adoption. God has given you the vocation of fatherhood to prepare your own children to be God's children. You are to be images of the Father, to provide for your families, to discipline your children where they go wrong, to praise them when they're good, to love them as your Heavenly Father loved you. This is a difficult task. it may be the hardest. But God does not leave you to do it alone. God does not expect you to save your children any more than he expected you to save yourself. God will do that. He will do it through his means, through baptism, through the Lord's Supper, and through your own vocation as father. And you may be confident. You may go to God in prayer knowing that he will hear you, that your heavenly Father will not abandon you or your children. For we are, all of us, sons of the Father. And because we are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. To our heavenly Father and to his Son be all glory and honor forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We sing the offertory, page 192. We stand to sing. Friendship forms found at the end of the pew, passing them to the person next to you. You may place them in the baskets of the narthex as you leave. You may be seated for the offering. Prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O King of kings and Lord of lords, You call out to every nation, seeking repentance and faith. Grant, O Lord, that you grant us faith and repentance in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We in the church have free course to preach the gospel to all nations. Continue to bless all that we do at Trinity Lutheran Church, and bless Pastor Krista, bless Pastor Joel and his wife Krista Young as they serve the gospel work in Nairobi, Kenya. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, you sent your Son, who freed the man from the demons, told how much God had done for him. May your church rescue from all the snares of the devil, proclaim how much Christ has done for us, as we continue to serve him in our daily vocations and callings. Bless Steve Wente, Aaron Mikey, Julia Gorman, Candy Darmody, and Danny Green as they celebrate their birthday and baptism. Bless Joel and Barbara Anderson, Lauren and Sandy Dunaway, Stephen and Elizabeth Thamet, David and Kim Seawall, Kim and Candy Darmody as they celebrate their anniversaries. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Compassionate Father, from whom all fatherhood is named, we give you thanks today on Father's Day for earthly fathers. Give them confidence in their station and zeal for their task to take care of their families faithfully. Make them examples to their children of a godly life and the love of your word. Bless their work of bringing up their children in the fear and instruction of the Lord. Give them the comfort of absolution over all their shortcomings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you've established governments and institutions for good order in our well-being. Guard and keep those who defend our freedoms, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, Ricardo Botaga, and Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, and Alex Laffin. Give wisdom to our leaders and citizens. Grant peace in the land of Ukraine. Bring this war to an end, and watch over their cities and communities as well. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, your Son had pity on the man afflicted with the demons and freed him. Thou have mercy on all the afflictions and those who are in need of healing and strength. Don Durensky, Jean Brinkheader and Grace Raleigh, Steve Ament, Jean Faulkner and Melody Lechtenberg, Raymond Sendelbach, Candy Darmody, Joe Waller, Kent Christner, and Claire Jones. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you today for the baptism of Peter Lemke. You keep him in his baptismal grace. We thank you for the birth of Ruth Raylan Hartman to Aaron and Morgan Hartman, as this child is also brought to you in the waters of holy baptism. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort the family of Greg Wells at the death of his mother, Darlene Miedrich. Comfort the family of Tom James, Kathy Merritt's stepfather, at his death, as you receive them both to yourself in heaven. Comfort these families and all of us with the sure hope of a resurrection in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Father, you know the condition of our souls, that we frequently wander into sin. Hear our prayer for the sake of Christ and defeat the legions of demons, so that we might receive adoption as sons through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with our spirits.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy,
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Jesus Christ.
life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Thank you.
199, Nunc Dimittis, we stand to sing.
Countenance upon you and give you peace.